This goes to Dr. Ernest, E-R-N-E-S-T, fax 989-466-5956, regarding Kay Criswell, C-R-I-S-W-E-L-L, date of birth 7/16/1947. Dear Dr. Ernest, this is a consultation for Mrs. Criswell, who was sent for evaluation of elevated creatinine levels, which started in October of 2023. The creatinine was 1.13 with estimated GFR of 50, 327 to 24, creatinine 1.1 and GFR 52, 1022 24, creatinine 1.34, GFR 41, 114 24, creatinine 1.34, GFR 41, 127 of 25, creatinine had improved, 0.99, GFR 59. She currently has no symptoms of chronic kidney disease. She does have some shortness of breath on exertion, but none at rest. She does have known sleep apnea and uses her CPAP faithfully for that. She has no headaches or dizziness, no chest pain or palpitations. She has the dyspnea on exertion without cough, wheezing, or sputum production. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no constipation, diarrhea, blood, or melena, no history of kidney stones, no recent bladder infections, no cloudiness or blood in the urine. She has a remote history of edema, especially slightly worse on the left side. At one point, she was on 400 milligrams of gabapentin 3 times a day, and now that's down to 400 milligrams once daily at bedtime. It doesn't help the burning neuropathic pain in her legs, and so she would actually like to taper off that more. And she was on hydrochlorothiazide 25 milligram once a day after she developed edema, that was recently discontinued, and that may account for the improved creatinine level in January of this year. And so currently she has no edema, and she has the chronic burning pain, especially worse on the left side from her low back problems. Past medical history, she's had left breast carcinoma. No radiation was required. It was an invasive ductal carcinoma. She does see Dr. Sahai every 6 months now, and this occurred in 2021. She has osteopenia, gastroesophageal reflux disease, hypertension, hypothyroidism, obstructive sleep apnea using CPAP, migraine headaches, hyperlipidemia, osteoarthritis, and depression. Past surgical history, she had the left breast lumpectomy in 2021. She had a left adrenal gland surgery in 2005, and she's not sure exactly what was done or why the surgery was needed at that time. She had a right breast biopsy that was benign, some carpal tunnel release. She had a cervical discectomy. She's had 3 lumbar spinal surgeries. She had a total vaginal hysterectomy and a total thyroidectomy. Social history, she's a former smoker who quit smoking in 1991. She occasionally consumes alcohol but denies illicit drugs use. She is married, lives with her husband. She's a retired phlebotomist and Family history is significant for Alzheimer's disease, coronary artery disease, hyperlipidemia, hypertension, thyroid disease, stroke, kidney disease, and glaucoma. Review of systems as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies. She's allergic to general anesthesia, opioid analgesics, and Zithromax. Medications. She's on vitamin B12, 500 microgram daily, vitamin D3, 400 units daily, Losartan, 100 milligram daily, Flonase nasal spray, 1 spray to each nostril once daily, Letrozole, L-E-T-R-O-Z-O-L-E, 2.5 milligram daily, calcium carbonate, 500 milligrams 1 daily, Pravacol, 40 milligram daily, Effexor XR 37.5 milligram daily, gabapentin 400 milligram daily at bedtime, levothyroxine 112 microgram daily. Physical exam, height is 63 inches, weight 195 pounds, pulse is 62, oxygen saturation 97% on room air, blood pressure right arm sitting, large adult cuff is 160 over 80. Tympanic membranes and canals are clear, pharynx is clear, midline uvula, tonsils are not visualized, neck is supple without jugular venous distension, no lymphadenopathy and no carotid bruise. Lungs are clear without rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen obese, non-tender, no enlarged liver or spleen, no ascites, no palpable masses. Extremities, no peripheral edema. Brisk capillary refill, 2+ pedal pulses bilaterally. And labs and diagnostic studies, in addition to creatinine levels, 127.25, we have a calcium 9.1, sodium 139, potassium 4.2, carbon dioxide 30, and 10.22.24, albumin level is 4.0. Hemoglobin is 12.5 with the normal white count, normal platelets, normal differential levels. And no kidney ultrasound. Assessment and plan, elevated creatinine levels that have improved since October of 2024 after stopping hydrochlorothiazide. We do need to have labs rechecked within the next month. We suspect the changes are secondary to hypertension. We're going to do renal panel CBC, a urinalysis with microscopic, and protein to creatinine ratio and parathyroid hormone levels. And then probably labs will be needed every 3 months thereafter, unless things are back to normal. If the labs are not back to normal, we will schedule a kidney ultrasound with post-void bladder scan. And she will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.